This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
The highlight of the hearing was when Senator Bernie Sanders confronted Kennedy about a group that Kennedy founded, which sells anti-vax merch.
You have started a group called the Children's Health Defense. You're the originator. Right now, as I understand it, on their website, they are selling what's called onesies. These are little things, clothing for babies.
It's a onesie, not to be confused with a burp cloth, which is for baby spit up. Fun fact, there's no law you can't use it as an adult. When I go to lunch, I keep one right here. It's great for mopping up soup. But this is a onesie. Bernie continued.
One of them is titled Unfaxed, Unafraid. Next one, and they're sold for $26 a piece, by the way.
Which is a total ripoff, by the way. $26. Here's what you do. Take an old T-shirt and a pair of scissors, snip, stitch, boom, free onesie, bonus, the extra material. Makes a nice burp cloth for the soup. $26. Bernie went on.
Now, you're coming before this committee, and you say you're pro-vaccine. Just want to ask some questions. And yet your organization is making money selling a child's product to parents for $26, which casts fundamental doubt on the usefulness of vaccines.
Yes, it's the most unhelpful child's product to hit the market since Hasbro released My Little Polio. Eventually, RFK Jr. answered Bernie's question by dodging it.
Senator, I have no power over that organization. I'm not part of it. I resigned from the board.
That was just a few months ago. You founded that. You certainly have power. You can make that call. Are you supportive of this?
I've had nothing to do with
leadership. Are you supportive of these onesies?
That's such an intense grilling with such silly words. It reminds me of this scene from A Few Good Men.
Colonel Jessup, did you order the Huggies Little Snugglers?
You can't handle the truth about Snuggies.
Or onesies.
All right. This is John and Gordy in the morning and 92.7 WMDX.
Happy Friday.
Beautiful morning.
Yeah.
I mean, it was balmy out there. I thought it was going to be kind of chilly. Mm-hmm. Get this. I couldn't find my coat this morning.
Couldn't find your coat?
The bigger one, the heavier one, just for winter. And yeah. I had to wear my hoodie today. Oh, I just couldn't find my coat. What the hell? It's not that big a house.
Man. Don't you usually hang it up the same place?
Yes, almost all the time. And I just don't know where it is.
Is the ghost following you home?
Could be. Maybe I left it in a street. I don't know.
Just in a street?
In the street someplace, yeah.
I was going to hit
some homeless
off?
Person I was going to give it to.
All right.
Man, I don't know. It's one of those days today.
It's mild. You're right. It's 36 degrees, and looks like we had a little drizzle, a little rain here a little while ago. The streets are damp, and there's a little bit of fog.
It smells wet outside.
Yeah, well, it is wet. I mean, you can tell something happened, but
we don't know what.
It's supposed to clear out later.
What the hell is going on?
I don't know. Should we check the afternoon high? Or?
Right there, see?
You're looking at the radar now. Yeah, and yeah, most of it's
went
south.
Right through. Yeah.
Okay. It's moving out.
Now it's made it past the Cheddar Curtain into Illinois.
That's good.
Yeah.
Do-it-yourself weather, because they're firing all the meteorologists at all the TV stations.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear the news about that, though?
What?
There were enough people that complained about Allen Media firing all of their meteorologist staff that they're bringing them back, at least for now. They could fire them again down the road. But
they're bringing them back?
Yeah, yeah.
What in God's Well, that's crazy, right?
Or at least that's what they say.
See,
that's
I think they fired say. Some of them, but not all of them.
Yeah, but if they're asking the ones that they did fire to come back, that's huge.
Yeah. Well, usually the TV weather person is, you know, somebody
the personality, that's the personality, everybody identifies
yeah,
with.
The public yeah. really can connect with that person. So.
I know. Bob Lindmeyer was one of those people. Just kidding.
Such a sparkling personality.
I know.
He was really outgoing and a lot of fun. Cracked a lot of jokes.
Oh, endlessly. Yeah, he had a tie bit. You know, he would all wear
wear a wacky tie.
I wear a wacky tie.
Yeah, that was a big deal for him. Let's check the afternoon high. We got
That was your deal, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did that. I did the wacky tie bit.
Okay, I'm sorry I confused.
John Kovalik wrote a nice article. It got in the Wisconsin State Journal.
That was a big event.
Maybe Cap Times, one of those papers.
Yeah. You're at the Wisconsin Museum now. Weatherman with the tie issue.
Yes, the tie issue. Okay. What's the afternoon high? How could we find that out today? What do you think? We got the weather roulette machine. We've got the.
We're getting tired of all the devices that we have accumulated over time. We're going to have to come up with something brand new.
You think so?
Maybe a witch's brew of some sort that forms numbers on the surface of the liquid.
So that doesn't really answer my question. What do you want to do today?
All right. Let's go to the one-armed bandit again.
Okay. Here we go. First number is a zero, second number four, third number four, 44. You hit the jackpot. Okay? Yeah. That's not bad. Yesterday we were in the 50s, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Was it that warm yesterday?
I think so, yeah.
All right.
So, and it's going to clear up by later on today. A lot of sunshine, and we'll talk with Brittany Merlot in a little while to find out what's going on for the weekend. Yeah, looking at the radar.
The rain is coming our way.
It's moving up, isn't it?
Yeah.
From northern Illinois and crossing the border into Janesville and Beloit. Okay.
All right.
Thank you for you keep putting that up in front of my face. Yeah, well, appreciate that.
I don't want to distract you at all.
Okay. All right.
We got a big day today, you know?
Big day.
Yeah.
We got Jimmy Kay a little bit later on with the Max Inc. preview. Yep. Pam Jahnke is going to be checking in
just a few moments, right?
Yeah. Well, let's get to the national.
Let's get to the calendar. I can't wait for this. Come on, let's go to the calendar.
All right. Okay. What day is it, or is it not?
Come on, Gordy. Let's go to the calendar.
Are you going to be Francois the Fox? Yeah. Now, dude? Come on, Gordy. With his bad French accent.
Yes.
Okay.
That's great.
Is it National Fun at Work Day? Is it National Hot Chocolate Day? National Big Wig Day, National Inspire Your Heart with Art Day, National Backward Day, or National Inside Out Day?
It's not Inside Out Day.
You're correct change. All right. You get a shiny new dime.
All right. Thank you.
Account.
Thank you.
But it is National Backward Day today.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out about that, okay?
All right.
Yeah, National Backward.
Choice.
January 31st honors everything backward with National Backward Day. The day provides an opportunity to reverse our ways, our direction, or simply our shirt. Our shirt. Dessert for breakfast, perhaps? There are many ways to celebrate the fun day, so just let your imagination be your guide. Sam's turning his shirt inside out right now, I can tell.
Well, the weird...
Oh, just your outside? I thought you were going to do the T-shirt, too. Okay. Day is very popular with school-age kids.
There he is. Oh, it's perfect.
Nice. It's a good look for you, Sam.
Yeah.
You should wear it like that all day around the office.
What a great idea.
Yeah. There's no age limit on Backward Day. Anybody can participate in all the backward fun, so everybody have some fun. How to observe National Backward Day. Get this. They got some ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Go out the back door. Have dinner for breakfast. Oh, breakfast for dinner. Instead of coming unglued when you get upset, get glued. Get glued.
Oh, wow. All right.
It's not a good idea.
Is it sniffing glue?
Sure, pick the wrong day to quit sniffing glue.
That's right.
Right. Add coffee to your milk. Add ice cream to your chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Do your work in reverse order. Say goodbye instead of hello when answering the phone.
We
do that all the time.
We kind of celebrated it early by electing Trump. Every day is backward day.
Mm. Write your name backwards. Write an entire sentence backwards. Watch a movie backwards. Oh, how do you watch them?
Okay. I've been accused of doing that.
Really?
Yeah. I go to the end of the movie, and I kind of work my way back.
Oh.
Through the
Why?
Movie.
Well, Why would you do that?
Some movies just call for it.
Hmm. Here's one. Play a record backwards. Remember when the Beatles were
all the time? Yeah. We found a lot of secret messages in those
That's right. Yeah.
records.
And ruined a lot of turntables and styluses and needles. It's also National Hot Chocolate Day, National Fun at Work Day. We have fun at work every day.
Every day, right?
Yeah. Look, every day is National.
Anna in Madison said yesterday it was good to hear you in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Having fun in the afternoon.
Yeah, we were filling in for Maggie Dawn yesterday.
That's right.
It was a lot of fun.
Yep.
It's a good deal. National Big Wig Day. National Big Wig.
I see you have your wig on today.
Yeah, it's a toupee. I spent a lot of money on it. Try to get some toupee glue, but it's hard to find now.
You know, the hair can't be too heavy. You have to use more glue. And
right. It just doesn't work out. Okay.
You were surprised that my friend,
Fred,
had a toupee.
A toupee.
Yeah.
I still wonder what happened to that. You know, what do you do with a toupee after somebody passes away? You know?
Yeah.
You put it on a styrofoam head and put it on the mantle. I don't know.
Right, I don't either.
Okay. Sam, what about the history books? Anything in there today?
We got a couple of things here. What do we got? Today, in 1940, the very first Social Security check was issued. Take a guess at how much for. Don't look at the sheet.
Oh, I looked at
$200.
It. How much?
$200.
No.
What is a typical one today? I would have no idea.
Well, it depends on how long you worked and how much income you had.
I think there is an average. I think the average is about $1,700 or $1,800 a month.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The very first one was for $22.54.
Wow. Yeah,
and that's what Trump wants it to be now.
Probably,
soon.
Cut it down to that.
Yeah. 20 bucks.
You
there
could,
you go.
You could take yourself out for a nice dinner with that much.
No, I don't think so.
At Burger King, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I think it's expensive at Burger King. Last time I ordered there for the kids.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
They have $13 burgers now.
Wow.
I'm not kidding.
I know.
Yeah.
Prices keep going up. Whose fault is that?
Yeah,
speaking of fast Biden. Food, today in 1990, the very first McDonald's opened in the USSR.
Mm.
Oh.
They went most of their history without having McDonald's.
That's, well, yeah.
It's really hard to even believe.
Communist country.
I know, but still.
Yeah. Mm.
All right. We're just getting going on this Friday. Again, Jimmy Kay will be in our next hour with the Maxine
Pam Yonke's coming up.
Yeah, she's coming up next on John and Gordy for a Friday morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. It's time once again for the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke, a special report with John and Gordy.
That's right. Good morning, Pam.
We've got questions.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, jeez. Oh, Lord. Hang on. I got to get to my cup of coffee. All right. Let's go.
All right. Okay. We're ready to go.
Well, what about all this warm weather?
Yeah.
Like especially yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, aside from the fact that it was absolutely marvelous to enjoy, we all know it's not the real expectations for this time in January. So this morning on my show, I used our talk text line, and I told people to tell me what they did yesterday with all the weather. Hmm. A couple guys said that they had cleaned up some fallen trees, you know, some brush. A lot of folks that obviously decided they were going to grill out and do burgers and brats or whatever. And then the real intriguing one to me was a guy up by Beaver Dam decided that he was going to plant two rows of soybeans right next to his house. And I thought, well, yeah, okay, let's see how that all turns out. But it was welcome. But, you know, like you guys said, it also makes you pause and wonder, because without snow cover, our shrubs, you know, a lot of your ornamentals mm-hmm. can be victims of, if we get a lot of heavy winds like we've seen, our hay fields are, you know, really vulnerable. Winter wheat fields are really vulnerable. The other thing you better stop and think about is, if we get too many of these kinds of really above average days, it starts kind of fooling with our trees too. I'm not thinking about our, you know, oaks or you know, sumac, that kind of thing.
Right.
But if you've got fruit trees, you've got to start wondering about what kind of mixed signals this is sending to those trees. And I think that this is definitely, I'll have to check with my brethren to the north, but maple syrup season with this kind of weather. You've got to be careful when it starts getting warm like that, because the trees, again, take different signals.
That's right. I think we had that problem a couple of years ago where the syrup didn't know when to start, you know, draining right. the trees somehow, or with sap.
Tapping.
That's right. Yeah. Tapping the trees.
Yeah.
Wow. I know, you know, with this wind and everything, it can damage the plants and all that stuff. So, this is kind of, does this also have an effect on what the farmers are going to plan for their crops? Does this have any influence at all?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, aside from the guy that was just doing his own personal research trial up in Beaver Dam, this won't influence farmers. Most of them have already made their purchases. The seed is probably getting ready to be delivered so that they're ready to go whenever the weather is proper and ready for us to start. But this doesn't adjust their planting for corn, soybeans, or anything like that. Some of the crops that we've got in the ground right now, though, like I said, winter wheat, alfalfa, some of our cover crops, that pastures, we've got to kind of watch that. And the other thing I heard is one of my guys up by Green Bay said that a brush fire started 12 acres on fire. Now, that's not something you really think about in January either in Wisconsin. No. So it tells you that in some areas of the state we're tinder dry. We really got to be careful on that because, again, we just haven't seen any measurable moisture.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Well.
Well, wait and see what happens, right?
We'll have to wait and see what happens.
I still feel we could get some snow, you know, eventually.
Right. I think we've been around long enough, fellas. We know we're going to get some snow. It's just a matter of what increments and how short a period of time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the big events that's coming up, I guess, is Canada's flexing its muscle a little bit and threatening tariffs, cutting off electrical supply to the upper Midwest. So is that going to have any effect on farming here, or are the farmers expecting some kind of trouble, maybe outages or anything like that?
Well, you know, here's the thing about tariffs, guys. It really doesn't matter where they want to exercise a tariff on what product or even really what country. Agriculture ends up getting caught in the crosshairs because it is universal. U.S. agriculture supplies a lot of goods to the world. So we, as far as the energy supply, we'll wait and see exactly what artery that feeds. But I'm more concerned. February 1st was the Trump administration's beginning of them exercising their tariff muscle. And like I said, agriculture always seems to get caught up either in a direct tariff or retaliatory tariffs. And that's why our markets this morning in Chicago are in the pits. Everything's down. Corn, soybeans, wheat, dairy, everything's down. And a lot of it is because everybody wants to clam up for a minute and wait and see exactly what actions are taken. A lot of people I've talked to said that this is conversation, this is vibrato to maybe better the Trump administration's hand in negotiating. But I don't think after the last time around, I don't think a lot of agriculture is real confident that they won't get drawn in one way or the other.
Well, that's...
Canada and Mexico are big players for Wisconsin dairy. Wisconsin dairy.
Mm. Well, the last time that happened, we had the tariffs. We had a real big problem with milk. We had a problem with lumber. We had soybean problems. And a lot of the farmers got checks from the federal government to help bail them out because we were losing farms.
Yeah, and now the tone that I'm hearing from farmers is we don't want checks. They put two and two together and realize every time they get a check, that's more federal deficit that everybody's got to pay.
That's right.
And farmers are saying, hey, this time around, let's see if we can just try to manage with smart trade agreements that benefit agriculture on both sides. See if we can try that route. Again, you know how it goes with this kind of stuff, guys. It's all up in the air and uncertain until something actually happens.
Yeah, that's right. Pam, we only got a minute or so left. You know, that Green and Gold movie opens nationwide today. You know, you saw a little bit of a preview of that, right?
Yeah. Right, yeah. And I tried to buy my tickets. They've got a special promotion. If you go to the greenandgoldmovie.com website, they've got to buy one, get one. So I was going to get my tickets for this weekend. And holy crow, I'm surprised how few seats are left for the old broad matinee on Saturday. So it's apparently hit the ground running very, very well so far, at least as far as early ticket sales are concerned. And yeah, it opens nationwide today. I know, I think that Craig Culver up in Prairie du Sac was going to have a special screening for a bunch of his crew because they were one of the sponsors. So it's going to be interesting. We'll have more to talk about that on Monday, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. This is a great movie. I'm really looking forward to this myself. So
yeah, can't wait to see it. All right, Pam. Well, we want you to have a good weekend, all right?
That's right.
We'll talk to you Monday.
All right, boys. Have a good one. We'll see you then.
All right. Take care, Pam.
It's Pam Jahnke from Midwest Farm Report. In fact, that's coming up right in just a couple of minutes.
Yep.
Then we're back with Idiocracy on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Now listen, Grapehead, I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
You calling me a liar?
I ain't calling you a truther.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
So many really dumb things going on again to report.
We're overloaded with dumb stuff.
But I'm really glad we have social media sites where we can go to and just kind of empty our bitterness and frustrations.
Yeah, that's what plenty of people are doing,
Yeah. Have them vent for us, even calm our nerves just a little bit by noticing something that we noticed, but it didn't seem to get any coverage in the news media. So this one caught my eye. It's a post on X. It said here, it took him just 10 days to announce his first concentration camp. They're talking about Trump and Guantanamo.
Only 10 days.
Only 10 days for concentration camps to make its way into the conversation.
It's a new record.
Yeah. Says here, expanding this camp for detained immigrants has a lot of overhead. For a PR stunt from the financially conservative GOP, how are they opening their pocketbooks for this?
Yeah, how are they
going to? And are they announcing that? Are we checking in and see how much they're actually going to start spending in all these concentration camps, not just Guantanamo, but throughout the country?
Seems like the Congress has the spending power. You know, that's the way it's supposed to be. That's where all the money comes from.
That may have ended. We don't know. There might have been a
presidential
executive order.
Somewhere
along the way, just kind of doing away with that.
Yeah.
Also says here, and this camp is out of sight from us. As costs for running it get too high, what happens to the detainees? And this person is asking for 6 million Jews.
Wow.
Yes, there's the point.
Yeah, and that is the point. You know, there is no oversight
at
Guantanamo. They can pretty much do whatever they want to do with whoever ends up there.
And I mentioned this a few days ago, but my kids, you know, they're Gen Zers, 26 and 22, And they're both on this thing about concentration camps. They were telling me about it. And I was thinking, well, that's crazy. You know, it can't happen. We have oversight. But they're pretty sure that these are concentration camps. They're not going to be sending those detainees out of. They're not going to just hold them there and send them away.
Yeah.
They're going to end up just kind of sitting there forever.
Keeping them.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. Boy, you know. Thinking,
do you ever think that you would see that?
No.
In any way, shape, or form in the U.S.?
No.
Ever?
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, it's insane, and you know, my kids, of course, you know, we kind of depend on these Gen Zers. We're dependent on Sam to save the world as well.
Yeah, Sam.
As he teaches history.
There's a lot riding on my shoulders, huh? Yeah,
no pressure, but yeah.
Yeah, we got to keep DEI alive, and I'm sure in your history classes you'll be talking about a lot of things that are banned in this country.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be the most subversive teacher out there. I swear.
Well, I hope so. You know, I hope if we've learned anything. Oh man, I don't know. Mm. You know, it just seems like we're on this hopeless 4-year run, and we're just going to cover the dismantling of the republic that we have. You know, I mentioned this. Well, we had the story on yesterday afternoon, as we filled in for Maggie Dawn. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there are philosophers and there are leaders, billionaires that have guided this administration in the direction of dismantling the republic.
Right.
It's a scary, completely scary thought.
Why don't they go somewhere else and do it? Why don't they just start their own country somewhere else? Go to the North Pole or something.
Yeah, I always thought, you know, if you don't like this country... Go someplace else and do it.
Exactly. That's what they tell liberals all the time. If you don't like Trump, just move out of the country.
Love it or leave it.
But they don't get it. You know, I'm a Wisconsinite. I grew up here.
Right.
You know, I'm staying in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And they want me to leave.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
I'm thinking, no, I'm just, you know, I'm kind of living day to day here. I'm having a good life. Mm-hmm. And they want me to take off because they have an idea that government should be something else.
It's not right.
But there's something wrong there.
We got to fight for what's right, you know? I mean, now's the time.
Yeah.
Now's the time. Yeah. 6:39, this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Mm-hmm. You can sleep better. You can dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo Mattress. Check them out. They have an east side location or a west side location in Madison, or just go to Verlo.com and ask about their lifetime comfort guarantee on their mattresses, and also ask them when Maddie the Mattress will make an appearance on the John and Gordy Show.
Well, I can't wait for that.
Yeah. Okay. No,
it'll
stunned,
pull us,
aren't you?
It'll pull us out of Idiocracy, I think. I hope, anyway. Mm. Former U.S. Attorney Joyce Vance explained how she believes the Trump White House's buyout offer to all federal employees will backfire. Donald Trump summoned the sleeping giant of civil service with the proposal that has drawn skepticism over its validity from critics. Vance warned in the Civil Discourse newsletter that civil servants aren't enjoying being offered a buyout. You know, one of the things they didn't mention in this buyout is, do you get your pension?
Right.
Do you get all the benefits like health care and your pension in the buyout? I don't know.
Yeah, nobody knows because they haven't written it up yet. They don't.
Yeah.
They don't know.
Vance noted how in some cases detailed online posts for federal workers, it had actually appeared to spur them into staying in their roles and hold the line against Trump.
Mm.
So that seems to be going on. And this, I think she wrote right here, on Reddit last night, it was clear that a sizable number of federal employees are digging in for the fight.
Mm.
And they wrote, and she writes, Donald Trump has always fantasized about a deep state inside of government that opposes him, something that didn't exist. Now he is well on the way to creating one. It turns out federal employees take their oath, their job, and their duty to serve very seriously. You know, I work for the census.
Yeah.
And my supervisor is just like one of the hardcore government people that goes by the rules and regulations and keeps us all on track. And we can't, you know, let something go and not do something by the rules. and that she is a typical worker for the government that holds the line, that does it correctly,
right.
Is not gaming the system. This is their job to make sure it runs smoothly and by the rules and regulations.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if she doesn't do it, then she gets flack for it as well. And there are people above her that, you know, are constantly creating rules and regulations for her, mm-hmm. who then she has to pass it along to us. And, of course, we don't like it. You know, it becomes regulation heavy,
yeah.
essentially, is what I'm saying. But at least they adhere to it. They're not gaming the system.
Right. It goes on and on, cascading down. We got a text here from Doug. Always checking in from St. Francis.
Where does he come up with this stuff?
Well, little known John and Gordy show facts.
Yes.
John and Gordy use approximately 9,600 words per hour. Yesterday, they were on for 4 hours. So he's including our time on Maggie Dawn show.
Yeah.
That's approximately 38,000 words, some of them with lots of syllables. he notes. Thank you for keeping us on track, Doug.
Well, you know, we really have to, you know.
He's right on top of it.
Yeah, well, it's great to have a record online here. Yes. Thank you, Doug.
Appreciate it. Okay.
So we'll have a report later on.
Yeah, we'll find out.
See how many words we got in today.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big day. It really is. I've got this really weird story, and this I'll include in Idiocracy here.
Okay.
Project 2025 called for gutting the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency, otherwise known as CISA, completely. And agency Trump created, by the way. He created this agency, CISA, Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency.
Seems like we would need cybersecurity.
Now he's going back. He doesn't like it now.
Yeah. Okay.
And has taken steps to strip the agency of most of its advisory power, terminating all current memberships on advisory committees within DHS, effective immediately. Isn't it amazing? It's off with their heads. They don't have anything to replace it yet. Mm. They just get rid of things, put things on hold, defund it, offer buyouts without any true plan in place. I don't know. What are they going to do? Who are they going to put in here? What's going to take the place of this CISA? It says here, things took a turn for CISA in the aftermath of the 2020 election. Christopher Krebs, CISA's inaugural director, pushed back on Trump's election fraud claims, creating a page on CISA's website. You know, this is created by Donald Trump, right? And then, of course, he's out there saying, you know, the election did go smoothly. There wasn't any corruption. And so he put that on the page, the website page for CISA, debunking election misinformation.
Yeah.
And that angered Trump and the MAGA contingent. So, boom,
wow.
Down with the hammer on November 17th, 2020. Krebs tweeted this. I love this. He said, 59 election security experts all agree in every case of which we are aware, these claims either have been unsubstantiated or are technically incoherent. Trump fired him that day when he posted it. In the weeks after the election, Trump spread disinformation about election fraud after that, and CISA is definitely, you know, on its way out. Trump campaign attorney went on Newsmax to say that Krebs, leader of CISA, should be drawn and quartered, taken out at dawn, and shot.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. So, okay.
Just go right to that.
By the way, Krebs then later sued the Trump campaign and Newsmax for defamation. I don't know if he won that case. CISA's most recent and most glaring example being censorship of so-called misinformation and disinformation of the utmost urgency is immediately ending CISA's counter misinformation. This is it. This is the phrase I just want to really emphasize here.
Okay.
Of the utmost urgency is immediately ending CISA's counter mis and disinformation efforts.
Okay.
So what we want is disinformation and misinformation.
Apparently.
Let's not take that out of the equation. We must have that out there, and it must be posted. It's a weird thing, But, you know, we're living in idiocracy.
Well, they just want to continue to create more and more chaos and confusion and dismantle the institutions that make right. our government, you know, what it is today. And, you know, there's no question it's not perfect. It's no. far from perfect. But you don't just destroy everything and then start from ground zero.
Right.
You but that's apparently the plan.
You don't get rid of departments and people without an alternative plan.
Alternative plan, yes. That's it.
But, you know, I've got a kind of a theory on this.
You do?
What it does is it creates uncertainty. Now, if you want right. misinformation and disinformation out there, that'll always create a little uncertainty for the people that believe that stuff. And then the sure. people who don't, but they're not sure, it also creates a bit of uncertainty. So then it leaves you an opening to lie and deceive people major league yeah. in a big time way. And they're more receptive to that lie at yeah. that point. So it kind of brings the level of discourse down tremendously.
Right. There's a lot of fear, uncertainty, and doubt that they create.
Yeah.
And that
yeah.
leaves an opening for them to come in and do whatever they want behind the scenes while the media and people are just running around trying to figure out what happened
exactly.
yesterday.
Exactly.
You know, they're already working on some other stuff. As they create all this confusion.
Yeah, it keeps everybody a little off kilter.
Yeah, a little.
You can tell just by listening to this program.
Right. Robert from McFarland texted us. You can text us on the Civic Media app. He says the plan is to hire a private business and give it government contracts. Yeah, more and more. They want to yeah. do that. They want to get their people in there and
That's
make
right.
some money on this whole deal.
Well, you know, the private prison system is also something everybody's pointing in that direction because billionaires own that and companies own that and those Guantanamo and other similar camps will be put in place.
Exactly.
For a profit.
Give us a call. Our phone lines are open. 608-879-8255. Back with more of John and Gordy in just a moment.
You gotta fight for your right.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Bye, 92.7 WMDX. Why are we playing Justin Timberlake? What is...
He's the birthday boy.
Oh, he is. Oh. Well, how old is he?
He was born in 81, so how old does that make him? 44?
44, yeah. Right?
It's 2025, so I think 44.
I'm staying out of this.
Wow.
I'm not good at math.
44? Boy, it's time for him to
Why are
retire.
We doing math on air? When I was helping produce Dom a couple days ago, he's like an accountant, and he says that he doesn't even do math on the air.
Yeah.
That's a bad idea.
Yeah, you get corrected an awful lot, you know, through our text.
Yeah.
And Justin Timberlake, he really impressed me a lot when he was a guest so many times on Saturday Night Live. He did some incredibly funny, great bits.
He's very funny. Yeah, he and... Jimmy Fallon doing the Bee Gees brothers.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's good stuff.
And
then Robin, or who's the main Bee Gee? The one that's still alive.
Sanders? So who's the comedian?
Adam Sandler? No.
No.
Bert, what are we talking about?
Why are you looking at me for? I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, they did that thing in a box. You know, the Christmas gift? Remember that?
Yes.
Andy
Sandler?
Yeah.
Was that him?
No, it's not Sandler.
Sandberg.
Good
Sandberg,
God.
Yeah. I know.
Playing
I
the
know.
Name
All
game
these
here.
Same, you know, these similar names, that's why I can't remember exactly.
I know.
But the thing in the box was, a classic and a very unusual.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it was.
Barry Gibb, that's who.
That's right, yeah.
Thank you, Catherine, for piping up there. No, they did a great thing on the Bee Gees, Jimmy Fallon and...
you think so?
Justin Timberlake. Okay.
All right.
Let's get back on track here.
We're way off track. I wanted to bring this up. I think this was really kind of interesting. We've got a billionaire. A billionaire administration.
Yeah.
And billionaires outside threatening everybody and cranking more money into the administration. So get this. This is interesting. David Sirota, reporter, came up with this. He says, how Trump's Greenland takeover would clear the way for his donors' AI-powered mining company. Proposed crypto city. They're planning on a crypto city in Greenland.
We're talking crypto mining, not like actual mineral mining.
Right. And oil drilling as well, by the way, just banned by the local government there. So they're going to drill oil. They're going to have crypto mining, AI-powered mining, proposed crypto city to live in. And then, of course, you're going to pump, you know, all the minerals out of the ground. So amazing. Following the money.
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
Left unspoken, a U.S. takeover could weaken the country's mining laws and ban on private property, aiding Trump donors' plans to profit from the island's mineral deposits and build a libertarian techno city. So there you go. And that's just, you know, David Sirota just doesn't, you know, come out with this stuff for nothing.
Right.
You know, he does some research, and this is what he has come to, at least the conclusion.
Yeah.
What we did.
No, you're fine.
Should I say hello to whoever it is that's walked by?
It's okay. No. Jimmy Kay's in the green room.
Ah, okay. Then we have this, insurers. They're out there. And get this. Health insurers want to limit coverage of prosthetic limbs, questioning their medical necessity.
What?
I'm not kidding.
What?
This is going on. We have the worst healthcare system in the world.
It seems like.
And it's getting even worse. Every passing day. I remember reading about this a little while back, but this is now kind of hitting the fan. Kaiser Foundation has written an article about this, and we'll have more details on this, but I just thought I'd give you the headline.
Mm.
And the idea here is, what stage of capitalism is this?
You know? Yeah, really.
You got to kind of wonder. Now, let's talk about the airplane crash, all right?
Mm-hmm. The mid-air collision.
They're really coming up with some stuff here. I know they wanted to take a year before we knew anything about what really happened. I heard that on the news. I thought, no, we're not waiting a year. But there's a lot of investigations going on, a lot of confusion. Mm-hmm. They had air traffic controllers who were short people. They weren't short in
like
size 4 feet,
4 foot, 10.
Was that an airplane,
they had little
by the
people
way?
In the,
did they have something like
a bunch
that
of little
in,
people?
In airplane, yeah. Short people. They were short employees.
I don't think it works that way.
In the flight tower. I'm sorry. Well,
they couldn't see
the screen.
They couldn't reach the consoles. Okay.
Well, it's just one
let's
theory.
Let's get back on track.
It's just
this
one
is
theory.
A very, very serious story.
I know. Hey, you got something there. You found a...
Well, you know, and Trump, of course, immediately is coming up with all these stupid theories.
Right? Yeah.
Idiotic. Here's what Pete Buttigieg had to say
about
this.
This is one of the craziest theories, is to blame Pete Buttigieg for all of this. I mean,
he's blaming Buttigieg. Yeah. Yes. Buttigieg says, despicable. As families grieve, Trump should be leading, not lying. We put safety first, drove down close calls, grew air traffic control, and had zero commercial airline crash fatalities out of millions of flights on our watch. President Trump now oversees the military and the FAA. One of his first acts was to fire and suspend some of the key personnel who helped keep our skies safe. Time for the president to show actual leadership and explain what he will do to prevent this from happening again. Boom. I mean, drop the mic.
Yeah.
It's Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah. About
and,
time. We heard
he
from him on that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, in our next hour, Jimmy K will be in with a Max Inc. preview. That's coming up right around the corner.
And we've got the big story as well.
Yep.
Stick around.
As we were saying, let the sun shine. It's the John Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.